If you have your Bible tonight, if you look at the second Psalm, Psalms chapter number 2, the second Psalm, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let's break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that saith in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon mine holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them pieces like a potter's vessel. Be not wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed. Be wise now, therefore, ye kings, and be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and you perish from the way. When His wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in Him." We preached last Sunday morning with the help of the Lord on the word of the world in liberty in Jesus Christ our Savior. And I want to look at the world in Christ today, if we could. The world in Christ and the world for Christ. Amen. We appreciate the Word of God, and He tells us here that the world is not going to always want the things of God. In a better sense, the world does not want the things of God because it messes up what we want to do in the flesh. It messes up what we want to do in people. It interferes with our supposed life that we have in this world today. But the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, has given us here, and we see a promise from God. We know that God's going to deal with the world, amen. He always does because it belongs to Him. The Bible says that He has all power and all authority in the world that we have and we live in today, amen. And we can't do nothing about that. It's Him. That's who He is. And He has all power, praise God, in heaven and on earth. So we know that He has the power to do that He wants to do, contrary to anything that we could think or desire outside of the goodness and the righteousness of God. We need to seek to be part of His plan today, and we need to see where God would have us to be as part of that plan. There's a lot of good that could be done in the world. I know there's a lot of bad everywhere, and the Bible says it waxed worse and worse into the end. We know that. But there's still a lot of good that could be done in the world today. You say, "Preacher, who's going to do that? God? How's God going to get that done using me and you?" We have to be vessels unto the Lord. We have to be willing and ready, amen, to be servants of God, to step out on faith and just do that God wants us to do through the direction of the Holy Spirit, amen. In order to do that, we've got to get in, we've got to be fed, we've got to learn of Him so we can do those things that's pleasing to Him. We need that time with Him. We need to evaluate an evaluation of ourselves and our surroundings and everything that's happening to see where we fit into the prospects of being a servant of the Lord. Amen. And that's what we see here as we're talking about this, and we're talking in this Messianic Psalm, chapter number two, or the second Psalm. We see the Lord Jesus Christ as His presence is here, and the world don't want Him, but He comes anyway, just like the first coming. When He came and was born as that babe in a manger in Bethlehem, laid aside His grace and came down, was born of a virgin, praise God, born and laid in that manger in Bethlehem. The angels of the Lord told them where to find Him. And of course, they knew where, because it was the birthing place of those sacrificial rams, as we told you before. They didn't have to hunt and search to find Him. They knew exactly where He'd be, praise God. I want to say it's always, the Lord is always there and He's always right on time. And that He's never been late. But as we see this and we think about this morning, a world for Christ and a world in Christ, we see how God has made us a promise here. And I want to say this morning, God is the ultimate promise keeper. If God makes you a promise, if God makes us a promise in His Word, He will keep His promise. And what He wants us to do, all He requires us to do, is be partakers in His promise. That's that blessed hope we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. That one day we shall be with Him where He is. That's why it's important that we get saved, born again, put our faith and trust Lord Jesus Christ, so that when our time comes that we can slip out of here and go on home. Go home, you might say, unto our reward. Our reward is in heaven with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. What we allow, what we have here, praise God, is just a gift of God. And I'm glad we have that. I'm glad we can use that, but I'm glad it all belongs to Him. In retrospect, praise God, and we thank Him for that. But we see the promise here that's made of God, that the promise made by God to His Son. Amen. So if we see a promise that's made to God to His Son, I guarantee you it's going to be fulfilled. But you know, the promise that God made to His Son won't be fulfilled any more than the promise that God made to you and the promise that God made to me. God will fulfill His promise, praise the Lord. So we see here, he said that in verse number 6, he said, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ when He comes to rule and reign. Amen. He would be King of kings and Lord of lords, the whole of the world to see. Hey, listen to me this morning. You might as well just get in and go ahead and proclaim Him as the King of kings and your Lord of lords, praise God, because one day you will. You say, well, preacher, I just ain't going to do that right now, praise God. You will one day. The Bible says one day that every knee will bow and every mouth will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Every knee, everybody, everyone in this world, the universe, is going to bow before Him. Amen. And confess that He is the Lord of Lords. I believe I just go ahead and get in now and just proclaim Him as the King of kings and Lord of lords. Let Him be my King of kings, my Lord of lords of my life. I pray God, so I have blessed hope and opportunity, praise God, one day to be with Him where He is. But notice what He says in verse 7. He said, I will declare the decree. In other words, God says, I'm going to make a statement, and I'm going to make a declaration. He said, the Lord hath said unto me. Amen. Now watch this. He said, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. So they said, the declare and decree goes out, and God Almighty, He claims the son. He said, thou art my son, and this day have I begotten thee. Now, He's speaking not of that day, but God Almighty is speaking about eternity. Eternity past, Brother Bill, and eternity future. He said, thou art my son, praise God. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying God never did forsake His son. And it's just as sure as God never forsook His son, God will not forsake you and me. A lot of people, I've heard preachers say, I've heard people say, well, when Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross, that God forsook Him and He turned His back on Him. I want to say that's a lie. The Bible does not say that. The Bible said that God turned His back, did not look on the sin, but He did not turn His back on His Son. Amen. He couldn't look on sin. God won't be partaking with sin. But praise God, God will not forsake His Son, and God will not forsake you, and He'll not forsake me. I want to say this morning, we have an ever-present help in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have one that'll go with us and will stick closer to us than a brother. He'll go with us all the way to the end of the way. And I've heard in the volume of the book that He is the way. And if He is the way, just stay in the way, praise God, and you'll come out all right at the end.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nowhere to quit. Talking to a preacher the other day, and he said, you know what, preacher? Said, I figured out I just can't quit. I said, well, brother, I said, I've seen in the volume book, and I can't find nowhere to quit. Amen. I find a place where God says that we just stay with this thing all the way to the end of the way, and when it's all said and done, we'll fly out of here to go be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We'll go be with Him where He is. So we see a promise made by God to His Son. And if God makes His promise to His Son, praise God, He's making it to all those that believe in His Son. Amen. Notice the accomplishment here. The whole purpose is to possess the world. Amen. God wants to possess the world. He wants all that's His to come unto Him. Hello? Who owns this world that we abide in? God does. Who created? We said in Sunday, who created everything that we have and we see? The Lord Jesus Christ. All things made by Him. Without Him is not anything made that was made. Amen. We praise God. We appreciate the Lord. So we see accomplishment is to possess the world, praise God, for His glory. Amen. His dominion is gained, praise God. His inheritance is all peoples. Not just one or two. God, do you know this morning God wants everyone, whosoever will, to be saved?
Amen.
God wants every human being in the world to be saved. Now, some people say, well, preacher, he chooses some to be saved and he chooses some to go to hell. That ain't the God I serve. My God said that he sent his only begotten Son to whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He's a whosoever God who will trust and believe on his Son, praise God, can be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I tell you what, we need to be careful today. We got a lot of people say, well, I know in my head who God is. And I know, I know from reading and studying who God is. And, I've got a knowledge and a wisdom of who He is. And, that works for me. It will maybe be on this side of eternity, but it won't on the other side. We don't need to have a head knowledge of Him, but we need to have a heart knowledge. We have to possess the Lord Jesus Christ and our Lord and Savior. And His inheritance is everybody, every man, woman, and boy and girl, praise God, in this world. Amen. His possession, amen, praise God, is the whole world. God's not going to be satisfied, praise God. Have you ever thought why Jesus hasn't come back yet? He's waiting. The Bible says that Christ is long-suffering to usward, that none should perish. Amen. So what's He tell us? He said every boy, girl, man, woman, praise God, in the world, Jesus Christ wants them to be saved. And He's given them opportunity. And I want to say we live in the greatest time that there's ever been as far as opportunity. Amen. We can speak in a moment of time, we can speak all over the world through the technology that we have now. And if we would use that for God's glory, there's a whole lot of it I don't like. Amen. Let me just tell you today, this TikTok junk, you need to stay away from it. It's wicked. It's evil. Amen. But there's a lot of things we could use for God's glory to just to bombard the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But let me just say something. Don't be getting on there telling how much you love Jesus if they're going to show a picture of you drinking beer and down at the bar. Amen.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Amen. We got to live. Praise God. If we say it, praise God, we need to be living it. And you'll live it if you got the liver in you. Fella said one time, preacher, it's okay to say you're saved, but you got to live it. I'm going to say, glory, hallelujah, you can't live it without the liver. The liver is the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that lives in you when you become a child of God. Amen. All of a sudden, you can't do the things you used to do. Hello? Conviction sets in. Amen. But God's calling out an inheritance. God's calling out a possession. God's calling out the world. Amen. And He's going to keep calling that till He rules and reigns in this world. He said all in until all of His enemies are put under His feet. 1 Corinthians 15:25. That's what He wants to do. He wants to put all of His enemies. Who's the last enemy? Is death. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to worry about death dying. He said, well, preacher, one day you will. Yeah, we all will if the Lord tires you coming. But praise be to God, when that day comes, I've made my call and election sure. Amen. When that day comes, praise God, I'm just going to fly out of here and go be with Jesus, praise God, which is, Paul said, is far better.
Amen.
It's good to have that blessed hope, praise God, in Christ our Savior. Amen. So we see a world for Christ. We see a world in Christ. And praise God. And how it's accomplishment, how He wants to possess the world. Amen. So what you say, well, preacher, how is this going to be gained? How's God going to do this? Look what He says in verse number 8. Notice the first three words in verse number 8. Ask of me. That's how God's going to do it. You say, well, preacher, what's God saying right there? He's saying the same thing to the Son that He would say to me and you. Amen? He said, ask of me. In other words, God commands that we pray. Hello? You know, you can't be saved if you don't talk to God. Hello? Somebody, amen? I said, you can't be saved if you don't talk to God. We have to talk to God. We have to confess our sins from our heart. We have to ask Lord Jesus Christ to forgive our sin, come into our heart, ask Him to save us. Trust and believe in what He did for us on the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But He commands that we pray. Amen. That's what He said. He said, ask of me. Praise God. And then He promises if we'll ask that He'll answer. He said, I shall give thee. The Lord says, if you'll ask, I'll give. Sounds like a pretty simple system to me, don't you? Amen. Now, we don't want to make it too complicated because it's not a complicated gospel. We don't have a complicated God. Now, there's a whole lot of little g gods in the world that you got to do this for, and you got to do that for, and you got to go this way, and you got to do that way. Praise God. But when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we ask God, we pray, touching the portals of glory, God begins to do business. Amen. He said, when we ask. So we see what takes place. When we pray and seek His face. Look at Mark chapter number 11. Mark chapter number 11. The Bible says this in verse 22. Amen. Jesus answering said in verse number 22, he said, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Now Jesus had went up. You remember he had cursed the fig tree, and then the next day it was all withered away. And he gives an example here of faith. Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall no doubt and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Amen. So the Lord said, if we pray and we believe it as if it's already happened, God will hear and answer that prayer. Now he's saying that a mountain be moved up, praise God, and to be removed and cast into the sea. But he said to take that mountain out of the way. He said, if we pray and we believe, God said, God, get that mountain out of the way. You may have some mountains, you may have some obstacles this morning that's in your way, that's hindering you. But God says, if we'll pray in earnest and we'll ask Him, He'll remove those mountains. He said, if we'll believe, praise God, it's as good as done. God will remove that mountain, that obstacle out of your way, and praise God, give you a clear path to trod. Amen. Now, notice, He goes on in this. Let me just go ahead and give you this right quick. He said, therefore I say unto you, verse 24, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. So we're praying and believing. We got to believe and pray when we pray. Amen. Believe that God can. God, believe that God will. And make sure you're right with God when you pray. You can't pray if you ain't right with God. I said you can't pray if you've got an odd against a brother in your heart. Verse 25 says, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which in heaven forgive your trespasses. Guess what? Your prayers won't be heard. Amen. He said, so when we pray, he said, we got to pray and we got to trust God so that our prayers will be heard, so that God can get glory out of our life and God can answer those prayers for us that need to be answered. Amen. Because that's what He does. James says in James chapter 4 and verse 3, he said, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing. Amen. James chapter 4, verse number 3. You ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. She said, so if we want anything to God, he said, we got to pray, and we got to pray and believe. As if it's already been accomplished. Now I want to say this morning, everything has already been accomplished in the Lord Jesus Christ. When he said it's finished, praise God, everything was finished. To God be the glory. He accomplished everything that need be done in Jesus' name and for Christ's glory. Praise God. So we see it playing out, and we see he goes on in Luke chapter number 11, in verse number 9. He tells us what we need to do to receive those things that we need. Every one of us have needs this morning. Now, we're talking about the method to gain that, praise God, the Lord, and be part of the Lord's possession. In Luke chapter 11, verse number 9, he said, I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Who do you ask? You ask God. He said, seek, and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Verse number 10 says, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So the Lord lays it out here how it takes place and how we can attain to that the Lord has for us. How we gain that, praise God. We ask it of God. And he said, the Lord says that I shall give it. Amen. I shall give it thee, or us, to us. In Luke chapter number 6, look at the result of this. Luke chapter number 6, in verse 38. Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. He says, give, and it shall be given unto you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. So what he says is when we ask of God, we don't ask in our own lust, but said we ask that God would get the glory out of everything that we ask for. Amen? Everything that we have, everything that we are, should be for the glory of God. The Bible says, do all things unto the Lord. Amen? For His glory. Amen? So what we see is when we ask the Lord and we ask, praise God, not to, not the end result, not to just to be able to get things, but to be able to be one that will give things out. So that other people, praise God, so that you can get blessings out of what's given. Amen. So that's what we have. That's how we gain what God has for us to have. Praise God. We ask of the Lord, praise God, and He's the one that gives it. We trust the Lord to make those provisions for us. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, how do we get, what kind of power do we have to possess those things? He said, when the Lord says, I shall give. Amen. When the Lord gives it, praise God. See, our part is to pray. That's our part. And it's God's part to do the giving. Amen. Our part's to do the praying, the asking, praise God, and believing. And it's God's part to do the giving. In John chapter 16, verse 8, he says, when he's talking about the Holy Spirit, is come, he will reprove the world of sin, or in other words, convict of sin, and of righteousness and of judgment. That's all done by God Almighty. God takes care of that. Amen. God does the work. God's the one that does the drawing. God's the one that does the convicting. I praise God. God's the one that sets us up in righteousness. God's the one, praise God, that does the judging. We're nobody's judge. Amen. Now, the Bible says we're supposed to be fruit inspectors. You can tell if somebody's fruit's rotten. Amen. It's not desirable. If it's not desirable to us, you know, I reckon, wonder if it would be desirable to God. How's your fruit this morning? You know what? If we're going to be fruit inspectors, the first fruit we need to inspect is ours. Amen. How useful is it? How sweet is the savor to the Lord? How we act and react, what we do, praise God, in His presence. Help us, Lord. You say, well, preacher, I don't know. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Well, that's all of us. But we do better with the help of the Lord. Because God says He made a promise to His Son and He's the ultimate promise keeper. If we ask Him, praise God, if we ask of Him, then we'll ask God and God can give that that's needed. I told you a long time ago, praise God, I had a temper issue. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just, I just blow up. And I finally got tired of it one day. I said, Lord, I can't do this no more. I was telling somebody the other day, we was talking about things, and they were getting kind of upset, and I said, patience is a virtue. Boy, they give me a look, my countries, like, well, I ain't got it right now. I thought for a minute we was going to fight. Amen. I said, patience is, we got to have patience. Amen. But I come to a place, I said, Lord, I ain't doing this no more. And I got on my face and I begged God, I said, Lord, please. And I stayed there a while. And I said, Lord, please, I got to get rid of this. I don't want it no more. It's not pleasing to you. It causes hard feelings all the time. And boy, God spoke to my heart. He put an alarm beacon in me. And now when that starts rising up, praise God, it's like the Holy Spirit just goes, pshh. It quenches that fire. He said, here I am. Amen. You asked me to help you. Here I am. Said, that ain't looking good, son. Amen. Praise God. And I just have to take a dig. Take a big deep breath. Amen. You know, you feel your mind racing, you feel your heart starting to pump harder. All you're doing is wearing yourself out from the inside. It's kind of like going around with that frown wearing your face out for no reason. When you can smile, it takes less effort. And boy, that goes off my heart, and I just take a couple big deep breaths, and I said, Lord, help me. Help me not to say or do anything that'll be disrespectful to you. You say, preacher, how's that working out for you? Praise God, ask my family. I'm doing a whole lot better. Say, are you perfect? And I'm not perfect yet, but praise God, I'm on my way. The Lord helps me. Amen. Because I ask Him to. When you ask, believe and praise God. I ask and God delivers. God's able. The same God that does that for me, same God that can do it. It don't matter if it's drug addiction, don't matter if it's alcohol addiction, it don't matter if it's pornography addiction, which is big in this day and era we live. They're pushing on people, they're pushing on our children as young as 8 years old. It's a weird, perverted world. Amen. But God says if we'll ask Him and we'll believe, praise God, that He can give us the victory. Amen. Praise God. In Jesus Christ our Savior. The Holy Ghost of God, He says, is watching us and He sees us. And God, He convicts us. He reproves us of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The Holy Spirit's there to guide us in the path of righteousness for Christ's name's sake. We get to glory. Amen. The heathen today won't be saved from social improvements. Amen. Social improvements won't help them. Social improvements, praise God, the reforms that we have in society, praise God, don't work well. You have preachers, I know there's a lot of programs out there people go to, but I tell you what, the only way they'll really work is, praise God, if you got the Lord Jesus Christ, you ask Him to help you in it. Amen. He's the one that can give the victory, praise God. Now, we can modify our lives just a little bit, hello, through reforms. We can modify our life a little bit through education. You know, when a counselor stands up and says, you know, what you're doing, praise God, is terrible. And we come to realize, you know what, it is terrible, it's pretty bad. And so we start to try to, you know, through reform, through education, to modify our behavior. But the true, praise God, the true help that we have is in Christ Jesus. And He's here to, the Bible says in the Psalms 2 that He's here to reprove the world. He's here to draw the world, to take the world to Himself, which is me and you and everybody in it, praise God, because He loves us. So heathen can't be reformed. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He can't possess to the uttermost, the Bible talks about here, praise God, those that are away from Him, those that are not desirous of Him. He can't protect them. He can't come to the uttermost of them where they dwell if we don't invite Him in. If we don't encourage Him to be our Lord and Savior. Amen? To be our Lord and Savior. Not to know about Him. The devils know about Him and tremble, but they're not saved. Amen? But we have to... He will not possess, praise God, to the uttermost where we dwell, praise God, until we receive Him to the uttermost. Till we invite Christ into our hearts and our lives as the Lord of our Lord and Savior. The possession, He wants to possess the world. He wants to own us. Amen. Not as slaves, not as servants, but as brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. He has all the benefits. It's like going to work for somebody that has wonderful, wonderful benefits that's out of this world. Who wouldn't want that? Amen. We go through the world and we strive to have and we look at different jobs and opportunities as we grow up and we grow out. Amen. To try to be all that we can be. So why don't we try to be all that we can be for the Lord? Amen. A world, praise God, for Christ Jesus. Encouraging folks to get in as we live in these last days, the dispensation of grace. Amen. The result of the possession of the Lord Jesus Christ being His possession. Verse number 9 said He's going to put down the rebellion. Amen. It's going to be subdued. Verse number 9 said, Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Rebellion one day will be put down. Praise God. Preacher said, well, I'm just going to keep rebelling against God. I'm going to keep on going my pernicious way. Amen. As long as I can. Well, praise God, that day's going to end. There's a day coming when we'll stand before the Lord, praise God, and give account of everything we do. in this body, praise God, in His flesh. The things we've done before we're saved, things we've done after we're saved, praise God. The things that we do, we'll give an account for. God says He's going to put down the rebellion. Amen, praise God. And you say, well, preacher, I'm just going to get me a group together and I'm just going to go my own way. Yeah, that's what they was doing here. He said they had organized them a confederacy. You know, a league. It made covenants, praise God, and said that they was going to do their own thing and go their own way, and they didn't really need God. Hello? We're living in that world today, by the way. I mean, 2/3 of the people in the world, praise God, today, and I mean almost literally saying that we don't need any form of godliness. Amen. By the Bible, even the old Benjamin Franklin, he was this. He never claimed to be a Christian. He said, without a higher power, we cannot stand. Amen? Without a higher power, without God Almighty, without the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot stand. You cannot stand. We will not stand. We've got to have Christ. So the organizers, praise God, He said they will be broken up. These organized confederacies against God, they'll not make it. You say, well, what are you saying, Pastor? I say, we just need to go with God. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Invite Him to keep part of your life. Get up every morning and say, Lord Jesus, here I am. What do you want me to do today? Help me, Lord. And praise God, let the guiding hand of an almighty God begin to guide us along. He said, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Amen? He'd dash them in pieces like a potter, like a piece of glass. Amen? We're fragile in the hand of an almighty God. Hey, there's a lot of big old tough fellas that puff their chest out and say, bless God. Yeah, you better. You better praise and give God glory. Because you're nothing much more than a potter's vessel, a piece of glass in the hands of an almighty God. You're fragile. Amen. When we realize how fragile we really are. You say, well, preacher, I'm tough. Yeah, you let your heart just skip one beat. You'll find out how tough you are. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You let one little thing get out of order and you'll find out how tough you are. But Christ said, God made Him a promise to His Son. He said, if you'll ask, praise God, He said, I'll give you the whole world for your inheritance. Amen. That was a promise to the Savior. And He said, if we'll just come to Christ, praise God, the prayer that Jesus asked, He wanted us all to be saved. So if we'll come to Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the prayer of our Savior will be answered. I don't know about you, but I want to be partaker of that great prayer that He prayed. When He prayed for Himself in John chapter 17, and He prayed for the disciples, and He prayed for those that would come after them, me and you. He said, Lord, Father, I would that they be with me where I am. Amen. He's in the portals of glory. Praise God. He's in the portals of glory with dominion. Praise God. In Psalms chapter 72, verse 8, He says His dominion is this. He said He will have dominion also from sea to sea and from river unto the ends of the earth. Amen. He'll have dominion. He will have. It didn't say He might have. It didn't say He could have. It didn't say He ought to have. He said He will have dominion also from the sea. Not only will He have dominion in our hearts and our lives, whether we want to or not. Amen. But He said He'll have dominion from sea to sea and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Amen. The Lord will have dominion, praise God, one day. God will have dominion in a little while unto the uttermost parts of the earth for His possession. Amen. He's going to possess it. He's going to possess it all. All that He desires. It's going to be His possession. Amen. And He says He'll dash in pieces those that rebel against Him. He said, go put down the rebellion. If you got a rebellious heart this morning, praise God, just go ahead and just cast it off. Just draw nigh to Him and let Him just draw nigh to you. Just snuggle up close into His bosom. As close as you can to Jesus Christ as your Savior. And ask Him to help you all the days of your life. All the things, listen, in your home will start changing. You'll have a different attitude. They'll have a different attitude. She'll have a different attitude. He'll have a different attitude. Amen. You'll have a different perspective on life. Things will be a whole lot better. The sun will be sunnier. Amen. The rain will be rainier. You say, preacher, that's crazy. Amen. No, it ain't. You get glory. We started to leave the house this morning. Just as we was leaving the house, it started raining. I mean, just a soft, gentle rain. And boy, I about jumped out and shouted. I told Teresa, I said, glory to God. I said, I hope it rained like that about an hour. God, to God be the glory. Because it was I could just see it in my mind, Brother Bill, those little old raindrops are falling out of heaven as blessings from God. Everyone, just a special blessing falling down there and landing on my little old corn and running right down that stalk. Amen. And I got it planted late. It's up about that high. And I can just see it running down that stalk right down to them little old roots. And them little old roots, you say, thank you, Lord. And boy, might they be shooting up. Praise God, by tomorrow, it'll probably look like it's grown 6 inches. Amen, glory. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying I just thank God for the blessings of God. Praise God, from the sea to sea to the end of the earth, God be the glory for it all. Said we just praise Him, amen. Give him the glory. He said, the judges will rise up. The kings will rise up. He said, but be instructed. Have some knowledge. Just praise the Lord. Serve the Lord with fear. And rejoice with trembling. Amen. You say, preacher, we're supposed to be afraid of God. We're supposed to have a reverent fear of an almighty God. We've got to show Him reverence. You know what's wrong with the world today? You know what's wrong with most of us in our homes, in our churches, in our family, in our community, in our nation? We're not showing reverence to God. We're not showing Him honor and respect that He deserves. We need to have respect for God. Amen. We need to just lift Him up, praise Him, give Him God. Because God has promised, He's promised His Son the world. And the last time I looked, me and you were part of that world. Part of the world. But now let me say this and I'm done. He wants us to be part of His world, Christ's world, a world full of love and peace and hope and happiness, joy, praise God, it's unspeakable, even right now. God made a promise to His Son, and me and you and I are part of that promise.